Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some numbers. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see some cubes, some snap cubes, linking cubes, whatever you want to call them. And we are going to color some of them blue. So first, I want you to find a blue crayon. That's all I want you to do. Listen, don't color anything yet. And then what I want us to do is count until we get to 15. And what we're going to do is we're going to put one dot in the circle of every cube until we get to 15. We're not going to color all of them or have dots for all of them either. So here we go. Blue crayon, touch one cube, put a little dot on it. Say one, scoot over. Two, we're just putting little dot. Three, little dot. Four, five, six, seven. So you should have a dot in the whole first row. There are seven in the whole first row. Okay, second row. What comes after seven? Put a dot. Eight. Then what? Nine. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. We just put a dot on the whole second row. We're at 14. We need to do one more on the third row for 15. That's it. Stop. So the whole first row, we're going to color blue. The whole second row, we're going to color blue. And then just one on the bottom row. Got it? Okay, here we go. Color all the cubes that we marked with a blue dot blue. Go ahead, you can start. We're going to cover up that dot with our blue crayon, right? Yes. Okay, so we just counted to 15 very slowly. Kind of interrupted. I was talking to you. I didn't go in a row. So while we're coloring in our blue cubes, let's practice counting to 15. Let's practice counting to 15 in our high voices like this. Count with me. We're all experts. Ready, begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 blue cubes on our paper. Everybody got it? Okay, I'm still coloring. I'm in the middle of the second row. So 15, let's practice counting to 15, but let's start at 10. What comes after 10? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. If you have 10, you need how many more to get to 15? 10 and 5 make 15. Okay, I just finished the cube, the one cube that we're coloring on the bottom row. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cubes left over that I'm not going to color blue. If you accidentally colored too many, just cross it off. Take 5 more seconds to color those 15 blue cubes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put your blue crayon down, finished or not. Okay, find a finger. Do you have a finger? You should have extras. Let's touch the cubes and count them as we go. Just the blue cubes. Ready? Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, scoot over. Do you see the numbers? There are three numbers. One of them says 15. Do you know which one of those says 15? Is it the 1, 2, 1, 5, or 1, 7? Yes, it's 1, 5. Let's color that red. Find your red crayon and let's color 15 red. Color the 1 and the 5. 10 and 5 make 15. Color it red. The 1 and the 5 is 15, like our 15 blue cubes. Put down your red crayon in 2, 1. Which number says 17? 17. Yes, the 1 and the 7. Let's color it purple. Find a purple crayon. Color the 1 and the 7. That's 17. Just like 10 and 5 make 15, 10 and 7 make 17. Put down your purple crayon in 2, 1. What's the last number that we didn't color? What's the leftover number? It's a 1 and a 2. 12. Color the 12 orange. Color the 1 orange and the 2 orange. 12. Good job. All right. Put down your orange crayon in 2, 1. All right. We've got some eggs. They're pretty. They've got bows and polka dots and stripes. We're not going to worry about the details. But take out your pink crayon. We're going to do what we did with the cubes. We're going to make a little mark on each egg until we get to 12. We're going to count to 12. Each egg gets a pink dot until we get to 12. Get your pink crayon ready. Put a dot on the first egg. Count with me. 1. Scoot over. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7 on the top row. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. Stop. Okay. Let's count and make sure we have 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, let's color the pink eggs that we made a mark on because we're coloring 12 of them. Color them pink. Now, if you like the bows and the stripes and the polka dots and you want to decorate these later, you can, but not right now. We don't have time right now, so color all of it pink, and then maybe later you can go back and add a color to the bow. Okay, so we're going to count to 12 just for practice, and we'll count in our Texas voice, our cowboy voice, our country voice. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 eggs. That's all we're coloring right now. 12. Let's count to 12, but start at the number 10. Ready? 10, 11, 12. I'll say 10. You say 11, 12. 10. I say 10. You say 11, 12. 10. Good. So 10. And how many more makes 12? 10. 11, 12, just 2 more. Yep, just 2 more. If you are finished with your pink eggs, you should have 2 left over on the middle row, and the whole last row is not colored at all, right? Okay, take 5 more seconds for pink eggs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, scoot over. Do you see a group of numbers? There's a whole bunch of numbers. See it? Find your green crayon. Let's draw a box around the number 15 every time we see it. A green square or a green box around the number 15. Go ahead, green crayon. If you see the number 15, put a green square around it. Box it up. Box it up. You should find 6 numbers that say 15. So you should have 6 green boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I do. I have 6 green boxes and you should too. All right. Find your red crayon and let's look for the number 17. That's a 1, 7. Put a red box around it if you find a 17. 1, 7, 17. Put a red box around the number 17. Red box, 17. You should find 5 of them. So you should have 5 red boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do. Okay, last bit. Here we go. We're still on the group of numbers. Find a blue crayon and let's box up the number 12. 1, 2. Box it up with your blue crayon. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. So we're taking our blue crayon and we're boxing up the number 12. There are 5 of them. You should find 5. So you should have 5 blue boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do. Do you? Excellent. Okay. Put your blue crayon down. Let's look at the turtles. Do you see the turtles? Find your green crayon. We are going to draw some spots on the turtle's shells. So on the first turtle in line, can you draw 6 spots on him with your green crayon? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. See the middle turtle? Let's draw 6 dots on him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Stop there. So our first turtle has 6 dots. The middle turtle has 6 dots. And on our last turtle, hold it. Slow down. We're only going to draw 5 dots. So draw 5 dots on the last turtle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you can put your green crayon down. We're going to count our dots, all of them, and see what number we get. Ready? Count with me. Count the dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 spots on our turtles. They're cute. Okay, scoot over. You see the 10 frames? The first 10 frame is full. It has 10 counters. We're going to color those counters orange. Find your orange crayon and color each counter orange. Let's touch it and count. 1, fill in the circle. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, first 10 frame has 10 orange counters. Well, I want the next 10 frame to have 2 counters. So draw 2 counters. 1, 2. Use your orange crayon. So the first 10 frame has 10. And our next 10 frame has 2. Do you know what number I get if I have 10 and 2? Let's count. 10, 11, 12. Did you already guess that? Yes, because 10 and 2 more make 12. I say 10, you say 11, 12. 10, good. Okay, find your pencil. Look at the dominoes. We're going to count the dots on the dominoes. Both dominoes, all the dots. Here we go. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We need to write 17. We write a 1 and a 7, 17. Let's count the crayons. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. How do we write 12? 1, 2. Excellent. Okay, scoot down. We start with 11 and then there's some missing numbers. We go across and there's some missing numbers. We're going to fill in the missing numbers and trace the numbers they have. So let's trace the 11. 11. What comes next? 12, right? 1, 2. 11, 12, what comes next? 13, right? A 1 and a 3. 11, 12, 13, we trace the 14. What's next? 15, right? A 1 and a 5. Trace 16. What comes after 16? 17, a 1 and a 7. Okay, our trickiest part. Scoot down. Do you see the 12? It's by itself in the middle. Trace the 12, the 1 and the 2. Trace it. What do we put in front of the 12? What number comes in front of the 12? You can look above to help you. Yes, 11, right? 1, 1. So now we can count. 11, 12, what? 13, 1, 3. 11, 12, 13. Now scoot over. Trace the 17 that's in the middle. 17, what comes before the 17? You can look above it. 16, put a 16 in front of it, a 1, 6. And now we can count it. 16, 17, 18, right? 1 and what? 8. 1, 8 makes 18. You did it. I did it. And you did it. We reviewed a bunch of numbers today. We did a ton of counting today. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.